You're listening to the Laugh Factory Podcast Network. For more shows, visit the podcast page at laughfactory.com.
It's the After Laugh, After Laugh. Welcome to the After Laugh, After Laugh, After Laugh. After Laugh, man. Go ahead and pull up a chair.
Hey guys, welcome to the After Laugh. I'm here with Tommy Wakefield, who's back from his illustrious world tour.
My world tour of Texas.
Well, you were in New York too, right?
I was in New York and Colorado and Texas.
And Colorado and Texas. That's, you know, that's pretty substantial for a shut-in like yourself to go out.
It's true. It's true.
For a poor shut-in like yourself. I'm trying to think which... this is yours. I got a new podcast thing.
So I think that's just headphone levels.
Headphone levels.
So that doesn't affect...
The volume.
The volume.
Okay, I just want a little bit more zhuzh on mine. Zhuzh, zhuzh. Okay. So, Tommy... How's it looking? Looking pretty. There you go. You can see the thingies. It's good.
Got okay.
Vodcaster.
Should we start over?
No, this is good. People like it.
Yeah, people.
I'm smoking a cigarette because I'm shooting a movie, and I feel like whenever I shoot a movie, I have to smoke a cigarette so my voice gets grainy. I spent 3 years in acting school, and they were like, "You have to protect your voice." And then you get out of school, and all you realize that all the voices that are rewarded are grainy.
Yeah.
Bourbon soaked.
That's true.
Cigarette smoking voice.
You kind of look like you got the green tank on. You're looking very Full Metal Jacket.
I'm playing
right
a guy
now.
Who like from Philadelphia. I haven't really worked on a Philadelphia accent, but they kind of like work. They kind of like push their lips forward a lot. Water stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I can't do Philly.
I'll fuck it up. Who cares?
That's probably the one New England accent that is least emulated.
So Tommy, tell me about your travels. Let's hear what's going on. What's new? What's good? You found your love for comedy again, apparently?
I did. I'm kind of like back into it.
That's good.
I was never really out of it, but I was definitely in kind of a slump, and I was feeling kind of depressed about the whole thing. And now I went to New York. I did a bunch of shows.
Where do you do shows in New York?
Mostly like bar shows and little venues. And yeah. Then my buddy, Max, sold out.
Max Mantikoff? No.
Mm-mm. This is the most inspiring thing. There was a couple instances that inspired me.
Uh-huh.
And they're very small. They're like very small W's, right?
Yes.
Personal W's. But they inspire me to think that better, bigger things could happen.
Yes.
One, my friend Max makes a ton of videos on Instagram. They're like funny little sketches.
Uh-huh.
And he got like 69K followers or something.
Yeah.
And then he used that to sell out a room that was like 70 people.
That's good.
And he brought all his friends, and we all stayed in an Airbnb together, and then we went and performed, and we all ate Jamaican jerk chicken and hung out in New York, and I was like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, I went to the Comedy Cellar.
Uh-huh.
And Louis C.K. dropped in.
How was the set?
It was hilarious.
As always. So, oh, Louis. I know you have this weird thing where you won't buy his stand-up because you feel like you're compromising.
I bought his movie, too.
How is it?
It's pretty good.
Really? How is Joe List as an actor?
Joe List is great.
Oh, good. Good for him, man.
Everybody in that movie is pretty dang good.
Now, let me say something about Joe List. He's a very funny comic.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Laugh Factory. He did well. You can tell that he's got a little bit of the Hollywood thing going now because...
You think so?
Well, he was tan, number one.
Hilarious.
Sign number two, and I'm telling you, dude, I'm telling you, when people suddenly get into the LA scene and they are a movie star, they start doing that thing that actors do, which hopefully you never do, Tommy. And
I can't wait to do whatever he's about to say.
I did it before for a role where I had to play a young guy. I got Botox, right?
Oh.
Years ago, and I
you think he got Botox?
100% he got Botox.
Proud of him.
And it was kind of like, good for you. But it's also like the Botox, like the first Botox.
The spray tan and the Botox.
The Botox where it's a little bit like, his forehead's a little bit too big and too shiny and too still. You know what I mean? You're like, oh man, not that much on the Botox. You know, you saw these other comics that get it. And it's whatever. I mean, obviously women do it, but It was a good movie. I've been wanting to watch, but I kind of on the fence.
Botox is like a forehead thing?
Yeah. It makes you look younger, but then it's like diminishing returns. It's like the Uncanny Valley. Then you hit a certain point, and then you just start looking crazy.
Like a lizard. Yeah.
And I just know just because I've seen it so much. And I see like when like Dane Cook got famous, he started printing himself up, and he got Botox, and it just was like, you know. I think it's a tricky road to go down when you're a comic.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe I'm wrong, but I'm not. Anyway, it was a good movie, and you saw Louis. Are you trying to get into the cellar?
For the record, I don't support Louis, but I love him. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like I can't help but watch everything that he does because I think he was like top three most inspirational when I was in my most formative comedy.
Yeah. Yes. So, now, would the same thing, holy smokes, would the same thing apply to Bill Cosby?
No. But I also don't have that emotional thing with Bill Cosby.
I never thought Bill Cosby was funny. I really never did. I would watch him, and I would kind of just not get it.
He's captivating and entertaining and interesting, though.
He's captivating. His face is like, you know, he'd make a lot of expressions, but the jokes. I just remember a couple of jokes, like about the chocolate cake and Daddy's great, give his chocolate cake, and then the joke about the football player being supported by his dad his whole life, and then he wins the championship with High Mom that Carlos Mencia stole.
Carlos Mencia joke, yeah.
Those are literally the only two jokes I can even remember from Bill Cosby. And everyone's like, oh, he's the greatest comic of all time. I'm like, was he? I don't know. He never really made me laugh.
He was a prolific expert storyteller.
Yes.
Which kind of puts you in that category for that era, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't like a whiz kid joke writer or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
now in terms of Louis C.K.
complicated.
You say you don't support.
Also the Cosby and C.K. Offenses are pretty different.
I know, but that's also a tough thing to talk about, because remember when Matt Damon said there's a difference between like assault and rape, they shouldn't be conflated, and he got railed for saying that because really, it's how you perceive it. Yeah, I'm still on the fence because my understanding of Louis C.K. is everything he ever did, he asked for consent.
That's my understanding.
As creepy as it was, he asked for consent. And is asking for consent, does that qualify as assault? When you say, hey, can I masturbate in front of you? Is that an assaulting thing to say?
My understanding of the public side of the Louis C.K. thing is that it's the power dynamic thing that people have a problem with. And then there is the trying to ruin the women's careers. This is a statement that people make, that his agent like tried to get them barred from some clubs or something like that.
Yeah.
And people take that and they say he fully ruined these women's careers, which I don't know enough to speak on that. And then also there's a thing where it's like, if these are the five things that are public, he probably did more stuff that.
Yeah, that's true.
About.
That's one
Almost
thing.
Almost certainly.
Whenever people get Me Too'd,
yeah,
you got to double the amount that happen.
Facts. Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily mean that they raped people, but if they did something creepy, they've been doing things creepy for a long time. And because the one thing I learned during the Me Too stuff and having been embroiled in, I mean, not as a someone who's accused, but as someone who's, you know, we talked about that.
I heard that might rear its ugly head again. Not to get into it, but.
Yeah, we can get into it later. Mm. But the thing that I learned was that these women, the idea that women come out because they want their 15 minutes of fame, or I think that is such a bullshit, wrong-headed thought. I just don't. Having talked to women who've come forward, and having talked to a lot of women who haven't come forward, and should come forward and wanted to come forward but didn't, it's terrifying. It's terrifying.
Agreed.
You don't look good. No woman is coming out also, about being Me Too'd and getting a Netflix deal.
I was going to say, name an example of a woman who's come forward and it has been beneficial for them.
Well, I mean, other than Hannah Gadsby, who called the head of Netflix like basically a piece of shit for supporting Dave Chappelle, and now she has a Netflix deal.
But didn't she already have...
No, she just signed a new deal with him like a week ago.
Yeah.
After like fucking saying, he's killing my friends and whatever.
Yeah, well, money.
But that's also different. So yeah, I definitely think that whenever a woman comes forward, they are they feel that they're jeopardizing their career, their privacy, their safety in a lot of ways.
Totally. One exception is Adam Levine shit. That is hilarious and stupid.
Oh my God.
Other than that.
You know what's so funny about that? I would like troll pages about this too. Like, first of all, she is very beautiful. And Adam Levine is right when he says, "Holy fuck, holy fucking fuck, fuck, fuck your body, holy fuck."
That's some shit you would say.
That's a solid point. That's a good point. Well said, Adam Levine.
Not me.
Holy fuck, fuck. And so she's an Instagram model. She's posting her shit everywhere. She wants it. There's this weird thing that happens.
Does she have OnlyFans too?
Does she?
I think so.
Probably.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Like, women have this thing where they want to make money based on the male sex drive. But when the male sex drive presents itself, they get mad.
It's a weird controversy. I have been... Okay.
Keep talking.
So, I am recently working on this video game company. I'm, like, trying to raise... Looking up video game stuff. I'm commenting on it on the internet, right? And I went on Twitter to look for, like, video game posts that I could engage with as part of my social strategy for this company. And I type in gaming. Yeah. And guess what comes up?
What?
Giant toddies. Girls flashing their toddies, big butts. If you type in gaming, if you type in anime, guess what comes up?
What?
Big fucking booties.
Yeah.
Girls promoting their OnlyFans. They type in the caption, hashtag gaming, hashtag anime. And I think that's a little bit predatory. You know what I mean? People are online trying to engage in their hobby of gaming. Maybe they're not getting laid a lot. And they can't even do that without people shoving their boobs in their face.
Well, who are the people shoving the boobs in their face? Is it these
girls with OnlyFans?
Is it the girls or is it the programs or the platforms?
It's the girls. Yeah. They are hashtagging gaming as a way to promote their sex product.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you want to look up Fortnite? Here's my boobs. And a link.
Yeah.
And a price tag.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
Yes.
And you know what? This is not one of the major problems facing society, but it is a example of how sometimes, like, there's no accountability for the other side of, like, men are dumb and easily manipulated by sex.
Yes.
And this is never acknowledged in the conversation.
No. Men have a sex drive. Women make money on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get mad when they feel objectified. It's a weird contradiction. I have this joke that
I don't know the answer.
It's not a perfect joke because, but I go and this is something about feminism. I go, look, feminism. Here's how I'll prove to you that feminism isn't a real thing anymore. In the pandemic, all these women were like, I was home. I was bored. I started OnlyFans. I took a picture of my vagina, and now I own a small island. Right? Maybe there's a better punchline in a small island. I don't know. I said Google. I've tried different things. Anyway, but then I go, men can't do that. Like, I tried. I post a picture of my dick online to get money, and I got banned from LinkedIn.
Right.
Solid joke. Anyway, so
There is this thing where men won't... They don't care. We won't stick up for it because we also like boobs. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I saw one person complain. If you ever complain about boobs, or like... people flashing at Mardi Gras. There was this video of this woman, like, baring her tits in public on the street. And then someone was like, you know, technically that's sexual assault. And then a dude right under is like, it's a pair of tits, dude. Relax.
Oh, a guy wrote that?
Yeah. I was like, dude, what are you going to fucking start complaining about titties now? What, do you want them to go away? So we as men are never going to solve this because we love it.
We love it.
But also we're like a slave to the boobs.
Yeah.
So,
and the butt.
It's complicated.
I think it used to be the boobs and now it's the butt. I think that here's a conspiracy theory.
No, it's back to boobs now. Haven't you heard?
Oh, it is? Boobs are the new butt?
I heard, sorry.
Go ahead.
So I have a friend who's more curvaceous, and apparently Kim Kardashian is, like, skinny again. Have you seen these pictures? She apparently got it all sucked out, and now she's like skinny as a rail again.
With no, but she's still got a giant butt.
No, she got her like boob job removed or something. Her boobs are smaller now.
Oh.
And one of my friends was like, I heard heroin chic is coming back.
Mm.
And that makes me really sad because I have more curves. And all I could think was like, no, it's not. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's not.
Like, dudes are always going to like curves.
Because
whatever is in these magazines, men are not paying attention.
No.
We do not care.
We don't care about fashion magazines.
Yeah, we've liked boobs and butts the whole time.
Yeah.
We will, no matter
because
what.
Because it symbolizes
there.
Fertility. And at the end of the day, we're animals and we're driven by biology. And if a woman looks fertile with big hips and big boobs, she can birth a baby and then feed it. Let's fuck her. That's what our head thinks 100% of the time.
Yeah, we are fertilizers at the end of the day. We are shitty mulch. And we want the seed.
Now, what were we segueing from? What were we just talking about?
We were talking about heroin chic, women with OnlyFans, your bit.
Yeah.
Before that, we were talking about Me Too, Comedy Cellar.
Oh, yeah, well, anyway, but yeah, so yeah, again, women, they definitely don't want. And look, I think it's okay. Oh, this is the conspiracy that I was going to say. These tech platforms that are run by dudes, nerdy dudes, who are jerking off in their cubicle at Google, and like that movie Revenge of the Nerds, like nerds are a horny group of people.
They're horny.
They don't have an outlet. They don't have sports like a lot of other guys have.
They're horny and they're not fucking.
Yeah, so it's a bad. It's a tricky combination. So what they do have is they have dominion over these platforms, right? And these men want to monetize their platforms. So how do they do it? They promote sex.
Yeah.
So it may not be the women. Maybe the platforms and the tech nerds that are actually promoting it and pushing it forward and taking advantage of these women.
That's a great point because I do have like comedian friends who are trying to get known. And they're like, the only way to consistently beat the algorithm is to post a picture of my boobs.
Wow.
They're like, it doesn't matter what I do, doesn't matter how funny I am, nothing is going to get, like if I post a picture of my boobs, double the likes instantly.
Double the likes.
How do you say no to that?
Yeah.
How do you resist the instant gratification and attention? Like if I want to promote a comedy show and I post a picture of my boobs, people will come.
Yes. I would do the same thing.
How could you not do that?
Yeah.
It's common sense.
Yeah. I mean, I try to post a little thirst trap here and there with my butt every once in a while, and it's silly. I don't really do it anymore. But at the same time, like, it got
can't
a lot
hurt.
Of attention.
Can't hurt.
Although I did have a lot of male comics unfollow me. Your butt shots, dude, they disturb me. All right. Whatever. That's fine. But I'm not even mad at it. Like, I think it's fine for women. Now, the conspiracy theory is that
I'm not mad at women.
The whole idea that this idea of being, for lack of a better word, kind of slutty or presenting to be kind of sexually frivolous or whatever is, and cloaking that as feminism and female empowerment is actually was sort of curated and promulgated by men to make women do this. Oh, yeah, you're being empowering. You're so empowering. Porn is empowering. The idea that porn has been called empowering is absurd. There's nothing empowering about porn at all. Sex work is not empowering. I mean, sex work is work. That whole fucking bullshit. Yeah, it also it contributes to trafficking and child pornography 100% of the time. So if that's what you want, that's why I don't watch porn. It's why I don't.
I mean, I will. It's a double-edged sword, like everything. There's a lot of negatives in porn for sure, and even the consumption of porn, I think, is fucking with men's brains and making everyone have ED and making everyone not appreciate the beautiful woman that they're with. So there's a lot of negatives in porn.
What's the positive of porn?
Some positives, I suppose, are most of the people on Pornhub now are verified, which means that
they can't have revenge porn posting.
No revenge porn posting. No child porn. No, like, there's still sites for all that. Don't get me wrong. But, like, the mainstream porn sites are at least slightly and imperfectly regulated now.
Yeah. And by the way, that's been very recent.
Very recent.
And Pornhub keeps getting busted.
True.
For doing shady shit.
But it's slightly better. And nowadays, if you do, because in this modern era, so many women are going to have some type of digital
presence,
presence and some type of digital evidence of their boobs that could be hacked or exploited or put out there. Maybe it's good that we normalize this a little bit, you know? Because, like, at this point, like, if you have pictures of your boobs out there, it's not a big deal.
No.
Because everybody has pictures of their boobs out there. So, yeah. I mean, there's, like... And I think just normalizing it a little bit so that, like, let's say you do have a phase where you make a porn video. I mean, hell, Kim Kardashian has a porn video, and she's the richest
woman. And that's why she's the richest person in the world.
So, you know, there are some goods. I would say the negatives of porn, in my opinion, far outweigh the bad. But
Of course.
You got to try
and
keep
balance. I think the whole idea that feminism has somehow been conflated with sex work is a conspiracy by tech nerds so they can see more boobies. And so they can jerk off to more porn and be like, I'm empowering this woman by jerking off to her. I don't know. I have a real problem. You know, it's so funny. There's this like group of professors who were getting really tired of the whole woke thing, and they published these false studies. They completely made it up.
Yeah.
And one of the studies is when you jerk off to a woman, in porn or a woman's pictures without consent, you are assaulting her. It's completely fake. They were totally trolling. That chick got picked up by like every liberal fucking outlet as proof of their point of how toxic men are. And they were like, guys, we were fucking joking. This is absurd.
Yeah, people, I would say the bad part about the internet mob mentality is that everybody, like, nobody engages their own individual critical thinking when they see anything nowadays, because if you think for yourself, it is a little bit dangerous.
What do you mean?
You know, like, anytime you have your own opinion that is separate from the group.
And the group being the liberal group.
Or conservative.
Really? How does it work with conservatives? If you're a conservative and you're like, I think babies, it's awesome to kill babies, they'll be like, ah, I don't like that. But they're not going to...
No, I think it's worse. I think it's worse than you're making out because you're not necessarily on
that side of it.
Like,
that's
even,
true.
Like, obviously, talking about Congress is different, but if you're a Republican and you vote against the party, you're out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, both sides have this tribalism thing going on. So, I don't know. Hopefully we can have more nuanced conversations, LOL, on Twitter.
In the future. But by the way, speaking of Twitter is also a low-key porn site.
It is.
Which
not
is
not even low-key.
Bananas to me. Anyone get on Twitter and watch porn. And yeah. I'm amazed that is, because you only have to be 16 to be on Twitter, right? And by the way, I don't think they have any, they go, are you 16? Click yes. So, in other words, all these kids, these young kids, 12, 13, 14, are watching basically porn on Twitter. They're blocked from Pornhub, but they can just watch on Twitter. And the fact that Twitter...
They're not blocked from Pornhub. I hear what you're saying.
Well, you need a credit...
I was watching porn at 14.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
There's no stopping it.
Yeah. They could do some things. They could make it harder to verify. And I know they have credit cards and stuff to verify identities and shit like that. Anyway, the point is, I've never been a porn fan. I think it's I almost think it's the same way with abortion. This is also going to sound very right wing. I think, like, I'm always going to be pro-choice, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that abortion is being celebrated as this fun, independent, charming thing, and I got an abortion, look at me, I'm doing a Netflix special. It's like, okay, bitch, but are you really so happy about having an abortion?
Right.
Like, I think that's dangerous, dude. Like, don't make it seem like it's a party. Like, let's not have an abortion
party.
It's not
a party.
Yeah.
It's
hard
brutal.
On
the body, for
Every
sure.
woman I know who's had an abortion has suffered immensely from it, you know? You suffer psychologically, you suffer physically.
Yeah.
So I just kind of think that it's always good to be pro-choice, but also it's not bad to be like, hey, by the way, having a baby isn't the worst thing in the world. You know, it could actually, a lot of people think, I would never want a baby to have a baby, and then they become like very, more developed, more evolved people from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think having a baby is a good thing.
Yeah.
But I also feel pretty strongly that it's a thing that needs to be prepared for.
Yeah, I've never
having
done that.
An accidental baby, I think, is
yeah, that's all you do. All you do is accidental babies.
All you do is accidental babies.
Whether they end up making it out of the womb or not. That was dark. Anyway, wow, shit got deep quick. So you're in New York.
Having an accidental baby isn't the end of the world, but
I mean, complicated. I had an accidental baby, and it's like the best thing in my life. And I'm not saying that's for everybody. But sometimes I see like Chelsea Handler going on her account talking about how she has no kids and, oh, I get to sleep in, I have no kids, so much better, blah, blah, blah. And like praising this like anti-kid agenda. It's kind of like, Chelsea, you're not happy. There's no way you're fucking happy.
I don't know.
You just got dumped by Joe Coy because he got famous.
I'm super pro. I'm super anti-kid, if possible. If only because the population is exploding.
That's
and
so funny.
We're all gonna
the
die.
Population.
Anytime people decide to be gay, anytime people decide not to have kids, I'm for it. I'm like,
I'm for
thank
it.
God.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of women who don't have kids in their 40s, they end up really regretting it, you know? Then I talk to them and they feel kind of like, and then ones that do and they're like 38 and they have a kid, they're like, I'm so glad I had a kid.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like people who I know who didn't get a college degree. Now, I think college degrees are fucking stupid. But
college degrees are important. If you can get one, you should.
But every woman I know that didn't get a college degree because they were a model or a dancer or whatever it is, or actress, and man, too, they have a weird... Their whole life becomes like a referendum on, like, I'm still smart. I'm still worthwhile. I'm not dumb just because I didn't go to college. But I'm like, I never even said anything. You're the one who keeps bringing up the fact that you don't have a college degree. I don't fucking care.
For sure.
That's because I went to Princeton. Anyway, so I feel like the same way with babies. Like a lot of women, they have to convince themselves that they never wanted to have a kid. And some of them, they look back and
some of them did want to have a kid.
And then they're 50s and they're like, man, what do I have? Because you get to a point in your life, and I'm, you know, getting there. I'm in my 40s and I'm I see 50 around the corner. I'm going, man, what is your legacy? Like, what do you want to leave behind? Fine, you can do an animal shelter. You can fucking go to Greenpeace. You can take a middle seat coach to fucking Afghanistan and teach children how to read, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the point of the human race is to keep going, right? That's the point.
I guess. If you give a fuck about the human race, better than have a kid is get into climate activism.
I know.
Well, you're popping up. It's just lower, so we can boost it after.
All right. We can. You're going to have to do it. I don't know how to do that shit.
Okay,
so, Tommy, I just miss you. And people go, I like you and Tommy podcasts. Where's your new Tommy episode? and then you were
the ladies love me.
Ladies love you, Tommy. Because you kind of got that. You got the woke credential. It's, you know, I have this thing where I'm kind of, you know, I'm always struggling with so much shit about what it means to be a man. And I remember I used to, like, I tweeted this the other day, like, I used to love John Oliver.
Yeah.
I would never miss an episode. And then I would watch him get shit wrong.
Yeah.
And in a very, like, passionate way. Like,
what did he get wrong?
Jesse Smollett, among other things.
Oh.
You know, just kind of, and I'm looking, I'm like, this is, you're wrong. Why are you carrying water for Jesse Smollett? Why are you carrying water for everything? You're jumping right on the bandwagon for shit that isn't really curated. And then, like, he'll never go back and apologize. And that's the thing that I think that bugs me about what's happening right now with a lot of the liberals and liberal media, is that they'll go, oh, look what just fucking happened with this person. This person just got this happened, that person. And they never kind of, like, step back and go, okay, what happened? What are the facts? How's everything that happened? What do we... And even he was, you know, even with Defund the Police, he's a big advocate for that. And Colin Kaepernick. And Colin Kaepernick's a fucking idiot, man. I don't give a shit. He's an idiot. He wanted to abolish the police. He's a fucking moron. He grew up with white parents and white privilege. They support him his whole fucking life. And now he's like anti-white, anti-police. It's just bananas to me. So I just watched and I just said, this is what I thought. I said, at the end of the day with women, and I know the ladies love you, Tommy, but also, you want to you have a dick and balls, right? At the end of the day, a woman wants a guy with dick and balls.
Probably,
if John Oliver's walking down the street with his wife, and there's something shady coming his way, what is he going to do? Hide behind her? You know what I mean? There's this, you like.
I don't think so. I think you can be woke and be a man.
Yeah, that's the struggle,
the goal, right?
That's the goal. But sometimes I think that, like, for example, whenever you do jiu-jitsu and you submit someone, your testosterone level increases, right? You get a boost. You get like a bump. Every time you submit, boom, there's like a bump. There's a lot of things that give you a bump of testosterone. And testosterone is also the same hormone that creates war and violence and bar fights and everything else. But it also makes babies, and it also protects women, and it also
protects women from the violence that's creating it.
From other testosterone.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to, it's like with great power comes great responsibility. You have to, you have your testosterone, you have to know how evil it is, and you have to be able to modulate it with some better conscious thought.
It's not even necessarily evil, it's just powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's important. It's a, but so I think, like, and again, like, I love Patton, I love Don Oliver, but at the same time I'm like, are their wives' pussies getting wet for him? I mean, really? You know what I mean?
I think,
like,
they are.
Does Patton Oswalt grab his wife by the throat and go, I'm going to fucking turn around and just lift up her skirt and just start hammering her? Or do you think he's like, well, you know, we should talk about your feelings first? You get it, right?
Hey.
If there's a mouse, if there's a rodent, you got, sometimes as a man, you guys do the man, you got to open the pickle jar, you got to fucking kill the rodent, you got to kill the spider, you got to do all the shit.
I agree.
And that's good. That's not bad.
But that, that talking about your feeling shit is powerful. You'd be surprised.
It is good. No, and
you even got to touch a girl if you talk about her feelings. She'll come on her own.
Yeah, you just talk about, like, stability and a 401k plan, she'll get wet. But she won't get as wet as if you just lean to her and go, like, I'm going to fuck the shit out of you later. You're in trouble. Some sort of fucking, like,
aggression.
I think,
like, ideally you can do both.
Yes, that is the goal.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you do...
I think if a woman had to choose, she would choose the feelings guy.
Really?
Definitely.
But I don't think that plays out historically or the way the world looks like now.
Well, look.
I mean, do look how...
In her 20s, maybe she's going to choose the, oh, I want rough tumble, right? But the second that she's thinking about starting a family, she's probably going to choose the feelings guy.
Yeah. And I think I think that I'm sort of both.
And I also think it's easier to teach a feelings guy how to fuck than it is to teach a fuck guy how to feelings.
That's an interesting concept right there. Is it easier?
Teaching a fuck guy how to feelings is 20 years of therapy. Teaching a feelings guy how to fuck is just like one class.
But fucking is also... God, how do I say this? There's something inherently violent about male sexuality. It doesn't mean that, like, you jackhammer, you fuck, I don't mean that shit. I just mean there's something about claiming sex from a woman, that consensual sex, obviously, with a woman that borders on the edge of a little bit of danger. It's important for women to feel that they want it. They love that. Look at every romance novel every fucking written. It's a fucking giant fucking guy.
I think you are underselling the pent up anger of nerds. I think Patton Oswalt fucks like an animal. Are you kidding me? No one has more pent up aggression than someone who is submitting all day. You know what I mean? That's why women like fucking this crazy shit, is because we're all repressed.
Yeah.
I think John Oliver probably does the same thing, you know? I mean, obviously, I don't know.
Yeah. Because, look, let me put it this way. Athletes. Professional athletes. Professional NBA players. Professional football players. Professional whatever the fuck it is, right? Which involves a lot of testosterone. UFC, for example. A lot. Your balls are just fucking... They're breaking through your shorts. They're so fucking heavy.
Yeah.
Because of the fucking, you know, the sperm. So, women, if you see the wives and the girlfriends of these motley looking fucked up UFC, they're the most beautiful women in the world. Same thing with football players, same thing with basketball. The most beautiful women on the planet.
Makes sense.
Go for that. I'm not saying they don't talk about their feelings, but at the end of the day, they will kill a motherfucker. It's nice to have a guy that can kill someone. If need be.
Sure.
Women like that. Women want to feel protected. You want to be able to walk down the street in the middle of the night where there's craziness everywhere and be like, yo, I got this. Don't worry about it. I mean, maybe I'm deluded when I feel that way, but I do feel that way. I feel like I can walk pretty much. I mean, unless it's like the heart of like the deepest fucking, you know, ghetto during a goddamn riot. But like in general, like I don't give a shit. I'll walk.
You'll walk anywhere.
I'll walk anywhere. I don't care. I don't think it's gonna be a problem. And women can't do that, obviously. You know, so they want a man who they feel safe with.
Yeah.
Feeling safe with a man, I think, is the most important thing a woman wants. Now, it can be emotionally safe, but emotionally and physically safe, I think, are maybe almost equal tiered in general.
Emotionally, physically, financially.
Oh, God, financially. Huh?
It's the triangle. I think if you got two, you're good.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Emotionally, physically, financially. Yeah.
If you can support
I got two.
Emotionally and financially... You're good.
I can't
do
that.
If you can do physically and financially, you're good.
I can do physically and emotionally.
Financially and emotionally, you're good.
And
just
then,
kidding.
And if
there's
you're
only one that matters.
And if you're physically and emotionally and financially, then you have too much fucking power, and you're just gonna,
then you're cheating.
then you're just a douche. And you're fucking everybody. You're
well,
like,
I guess then emotionally would drop the ball, but yeah, nobody has all three.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good point. Can it be turned into a bit? Who knows?
Maybe. Fuck, I need to write more bits.
Yeah. I'm trying to write, it's really hard to write a bit for me right now because the things that interest me are always things that are just a little off. And when you're Louis C.K., you can make that into a brilliant bit because you're Louis C.K. But like, I was trying to write this bit. I was at the airport yesterday. And I saw a butch lesbian, right? Now, again, this goes... So much shit I do, it ends up going into the Bill Burr territory. But, like, you know, how... Of course, she's a butch lesbian because, like, that's what my brain is like. Hey, look, a butch... Not, like, look, like, point, like, look, a butch... Like, hey, look, a butch lesbian. It's just, like, that's what my programming is, right? Because she looked like she was in the T-Birds from Greece. Mm-hmm. She clearly had a comb in her back pocket, the hair slicked back. But she was kind of heavier. And she had those, like, Drew Carey glasses. And you know what I mean? You could tell she also had a flannel outfit on other days. And so I'm thinking like, okay, just push. And then she's pregnant.
Mm.
And then I'm thinking, oh man, that's my old programming. Maybe she's just, that's just how she presents and her style. And I don't know why I just immediately assume she's a butch lesbian and she could be straight. She's dressed this way and blah, blah, blah. And oh, my old 90s programming and what a piece of shit I am. I'm a caveman. I should grow up. And then her very femme girlfriend walked up, held her hand and kissed her. I'm like, fucking, I knew it. I fucking knew it. She's a butch lesbian. And then I was like, that's cool. They have a kid. They're like, they had rings, but that's cool. And then my next thought was like, that had to be, in that relationship, the butch lesbian being pregnant, that had to be plan B, right?
That's interesting. Like that is kind of funny.
Like the feminine one, she was the one who probably wanted to carry the kid, but maybe it didn't work out. There's some problems. Like, okay, well, let's just, how about your womb? How's that looking? She said, ah. So the lesbian was like, I can fucking carry a kid. Fuck it, God damn it. So she was the one who got pregnant, right? But yeah. I don't think that was the first choice, was that the butch one got pregnant.
It's nice to have two wombs.
It's nice to have two. You could choose.
Yeah.
How's your womb feel? What about baby number two? How about you? I get this one. You get the next one.
There's a lot of interesting stuff there.
Right?
That is like something that Louis C.K.
And then I think like, is that, am I being, again, so I'm like, because I'm on the plane and I'm thinking, oh man, am I being a non-woke Neanderthal caveman troglodyte by assuming that it's the femme one that wants to have the baby? Is that me just going into old patriarchal stereotypical roles? And I talked to him on the plane and that is what happened.
You talked to him.
No, I didn't. But I'm telling you, what if I did?
Okay. Yeah.
I feel it was. Anyway, so I don't know what to do with that bit, but it's,
I guess that would just mean you're perceptive.
but that's where I'm getting at. That's the thing that I'm kind of getting at. Sometimes being perceptive gets conflated with being sexist or racist and stereotyping people or prejudice when you're really just using data in your brain to make an educated guess. And that's what we do. And by the way, your brain is allowed to have whatever thoughts it wants. That's the whole point of having your own fucking brain.
Right.
We're not in Minority Report land. We don't have to fucking curate our brain through a filter of like liberal social media. We can kind of have a thought that be like, oh, I'm not fucking dyke. We can think whatever we want, right? That's our brain. We're allowed to have thoughts like that. We can't not have thoughts like that. But in my head, I'm like, wow, my own thoughts. I'm like wokeifying my thoughts. I'm getting mad at my thoughts because I'm making judgments, like snap judgments based on my past. I'm like, oh, I'm a piece of shit for thing. And then I end up being right. It's like
no,
Occam's razor.
I think it's good, though. I think, quote unquote, wokeifying your thoughts is one way of putting it. But I think clarifying and questioning your programming is healthy. Right?
Yes.
And then maybe at the end of the day, you were right. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it was incorrect to question your immediate programming, right?
Yeah.
Because we're all, like, programmed to think this thing or that thing, and we all have all these, like, this emotional baggage from fucking our whole lives of growing up being fed
yes.
what to think and what to feel. So sometimes it's good to just be like, okay, I was right.
Yeah, but if you question it for the sake of just trying to show your bona fides as like a liberal, then it's a problem. It's about this, Tommy. We really don't have any time.
Oh, okay.
Because you got here so fucking late, damn it.
Well, you don't want to be late to this.
Yeah, show. First of all, we got to see how this. Okay, bye, guys. Let's